Hey guys, this podcast episode is sparked from a conversation with a guy. Let's call him John. He was a prospect and he applied to train at my gym. So I get on the call with him. I asked him about his goals, what he wants to do. And he said, I want to get my life together. I've been spinning my wheels for a long time, not really going anywhere. And in case you're wondering, it's pretty common. A lot of people, like, they want to make a drastic change once they experience pain in their lives. Without pain in your life, you're not really going to have the motivation, discipline, or want to change anything. So yeah, it's super common. He booked his intro session for 7 days after our call, which automatically you think, alarm bells, this person's not going to show up. Usually if someone's going to make a change, they're going to book in immediately. So I speak to them on Monday, they'll book in on a Tuesday. 7 days later comes around, and I'll give you a guess at what happened here. He cancelled about an hour before. I messaged him. I said, you cancelled, let's rebook. And then he said, yep, cool, let's do it for three days away. So 10 days since our initial conversation. He cancelled again and he texted me and he said, I'm a bailer, sorry. So B-A-I-L-E-R. So it means he bails a lot. And in my head, I'm thinking, what kind of fucking person admits that they're a bailer in their head to someone in a text message? So I gave him some strong words after that. A wise mentor of mine told me the reason is the reason. So the reason you don't want to do something is the reason you should do something. It's also along the lines of the theory by the obstacle is the way. The thing that is getting in your way is the thing that you should do to get you to where you want to go. His reason he is a bailer is the reason that he should prove to himself that he's not a bailer. Having a successful life starts with a physical practice, whether that's training in the gym, training on your own in the gym, doing group training, doing yoga, doing Pilates, doing BJJ, doing martial arts, MMA, whatever. Like, there has to be some kind of physical practice. There has to be an exertion with that. No, like, literally name me one successful person who's dominating all areas of their life, like from love, career, business, health, happiness, etc., who doesn't have a consistent physical practice. This is the most important thing to do if you want to get unstuck in your life, is have a consistent physical practice. Not training every now and then, but training consistently 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a week even. But having a consistent physical practice is like the building block at the bottom of the pyramid to getting unstuck in your life. Gyms like mine make it really easy to train. All you need to do is show up. This guy, John, he says he's a bailer, but he can't even show up for his first session and then wonders why he's stuck or wants to get unstuck from his life. This is the exact fucking reason that you should. Gyms like mine are much easier to train in compared to a 247 because there is inbuilt accountability. If you don't show up, my team will contact you on a Monday or a Friday every single week. They'll call you. But you don't get that at a 247. There's a reason that when people join gyms like mine, their life improves exponentially. They get pay rises, they get new jobs, they get new partners, they get better friends, they get new opportunities. Things just start happening because it's a place where like-minded people get together. When like-minded people get together, good things happen. You'd be surprised at how many people I've consulted with over the last few years who say they want to improve their lives but can't even show up to a single session. So here are my three principles on how to get unstuck from your life. Principle number one is do what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to be at the gym at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, be at the fucking gym at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. Don't cancel the session like a little bitch. Principle number two, push yourself daily physically and mentally. If you're not pushing yourself daily physically and mentally, you're probably on the way to regressing, getting worse. You need to constantly keep the fire alive mentally and physically. It's what happens with a lot of like degeneration of the brain, degeneration of mental health, is because we're not using our brain like it's intended to be used. We need to be solving problems. We need to be doing complex tasks. We need to be doing stuff that's not monotonous. Same with our body physically. If you're not at the tip of the spear or trying to get to the tip of the spear, you're going to be regressing very quickly. Principle number three is try and be 1% better every single day. So this is also the Kaizen principle, which came out of Japan. It's like, just aim to be 1% better every single day. Everything you do, like if you're in sales, can you be better on the phone? If you're a personal trainer, can you provide a better service than yesterday? Can you educate yourself a little bit more to go better every single day? Ask yourself, if you're doing those three things every single day, do what you say you're going to do. Push yourself daily, physically and mentally. Try to be 1% better every day. Do you think you won't get better? People are trying to be like, this is also another thing I got from when I did my NLP certification. People are trying the best with what they have. I understand that, but if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you want to get unstuck, you need to do the things to get unstuck. Just thinking about doing things to get you unstuck is not going to get you unstuck. The power of positivity and the power of manifestation is bullshit without action. You have to take action on this stuff. If you keep going through the same bullshit in your life that got you in a rut, you'll never have the life you want. And you can't blame anyone else for that.